Current world news and trends. Polygamy still illegal, but for how long? By Beyond Today Editor. In Salt Lake City this year, protesters took to their capital to speak out against the bigamy laws in Utah. The U.S. Supreme Court recently denied hearing a case that left the state's current laws untouched. Polygamy still remains illegal, and those involved in polygamous relationships are in violation of those laws. "I am not a criminal," proclaimed Joe Darger, a Utah man who has three wives and helped organize the rally. "If you commit adultery, that's not a felony. It's only a crime when you have a family and you pretend to be married." Quoted by Michelle Price, Polygamous Families Protest Bigamy Law at Utah Capitol. Associated Press, February 10, 2017. Though God did not specifically prohibit polygamy in the Old Testament period, this was not his ideal for marriage. Jesus Christ showed from Genesis the original intent as one man united with one woman. Matthew 9:1-6. Being the husband of one wife was a requirement for ordination to the position of deacon or elder in the church. 1 Timothy 3:2. 1 Timothy 3:12. Titus 1:6. It will be interesting to see what happens in the coming years. In a society which nearly any kind of sexual relationship is celebrated, it's frankly surprising that polygamy remains illegal. As one quote in the article said, "If we were gay, we'd be okay." The U.S. government had no problems opening the doors to same-sex marriage, which clearly violates the Word of God. And it seems only a matter of time before polygamy and many other types of marital arrangements are legalized. Confusion abounds when we don't rely on understanding from God, the source of wisdom. To understand God's true intent for marriage, be sure to send for or download our free study guide, Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.